All right, in Tzadik Dal, we're up to Sif Hei. We now start a new part of the Halachas of Basa B'Chalav, which is mostly known as being in Siman Tzadik Hei, as I'll explain. There's a concept of Naparnat. What is a Naparnat? A Naparnat is a Bliya, which goes into a Keli, and comes out of the Keli into a power of a food. Which means that if you cook spaghetti in a fleshing a pot, that spaghetti is called a nat bar nat. If you cook, if you want later to mix it with cottage cheese, that's the shiloh of a din of a nat bar nat. Now that term you should be familiar with, because we're going to be talking about it from now for a long time, because in Tzadik Dali we're going to talk about it a little, and then primarily in Siman Tzadik Hei. Now, technically, the expression nat bar nat holds true for something cooked in a trefah pot as well. Cooked spaghetti in a trefah pot, it's also a naparnat. There it's called a naparnat di isura. It's a naparnat of something treif, and there's not much to talk about. It has a din of treif. So typically, when we tumble about naparnat, we're talking about naparnat de hetera. Well, so I'm not going to get to the dinner of anything. We're talking now about the concept of a naparnat de hetera. So that's our discussion. Naparnat de hetera means that milk alone or meat alone went into a kedera, and then it comes out into food. Now, halacha lemaisa, this
naparnat is so. Why should it be bottled?
Naparnat the isura. I'll explain the difference. Good. Let me explain. Well, what's the difference between a naparnat de hetera and a naparnat de isura? Why, if you cook spaghetti in a treif of ben yaimai pat, it becomes treif. And if you cook spaghetti in a fleishiga ben yaimai pat, and the spaghetti becomes mixed with cheese, you're allowed to eat it. And the mechaber holds even allowed to mix the lechatzila with cheese. What's the difference between a naparnat de hetera and a naparnat de isura? The answer is that we say a naparnat is niklash isurai, is niklash tamai. The tam is niklash, it becomes a weak taste. When something is a weak taste, it, if it already has a shemisser, it retains its shemisser. And that's why naparnat isurai is also. The fact the taste becomes weak is not enough to be matarit. But if it doesn't have a shemisser, a naparnat hetera, that remains, that could be bottled by being Nikla Shatam. By the time becoming weakened, that's how the Shach here explains the idea of a Naparnat HaTeira, and that's why a Naparnat HaTeira is mutter. Now, 90% of the Naparnat Shilas that come up are Shilas of food that was cooked in a power of a pot, the way I just described it to you. People cook spaghetti in a, not in a power of a pot, in a fleshing a pot. People cook spaghetti in a fleshing a pot, they want to know if they could eat it with cottage cheese. Or they cook spaghetti in milk a pot, they want to know if they can mix it with meatballs. So that's a shayla of naparnat as it comes up in most instances having to do with food. And that is Siman Tzadik Hei. And that we're going to get to in Siman Tzadik Hei, the issue there. Siman Tzadik Dalid, which is the halachas of Teichiv Kaf, sticking a spoon into a pot, has to do with the halachas that don't have to do, they're not so much the issue of the food, but the issue of the pots in the case of a naparnat. Which means that we're going to talk now not about sticking milk a spoon into when you're cooking fleishiks. We're going to talk now about cooking sticking a milk a spoon into a fleishig a pot in which something is cooking. Okay, you follow. Now this comes up in the house quite a bit, where a person stuck a fleishig a spoon or a milk a spoon into a pot in which a part of a thing was cooking, but it's opposite nin. And again, if it's Eina Ben Yaimai, we'll have one set of rules. If it's a Ben Yaimai, we'll have a different set of rules. If they're both Eina Ben Yaimai, there's nothing to talk about. We all know that. If both the spoon and the pot are not a Ben Yaimai, then there's no shot at all. The pot on the flame, but if they're both not bnei yaiman,
it's on the flame.
But we're talking about cooking pariv. I mean.
Okay.
Okay, we're cooking pariv. If it's any bnei yaiman from fleishiks, any bnei yaiman from milchiks, the bite, there's nothing to talk about.
But that's what actually has a taste. You can taste it.
Well, if it's Eina B'Yami, you can't taste it. If you could taste it, then so it's Osir. Every Eina B'Yami, if you taste it, then it's Osir.
That's right.
Then it's Osir.
Because it's not Mizanot no St. Tom, so it actually have a taste.
Oh. That's right. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to learn two sets of dinim, and I think both will surprise us a little bit, not only in the Shita of the Mechaber, but even in the Halacha
L'Maisa. We say that most cases, when you have a fresh puff on the stove, and then you put a milk in
a
spoon inside. That's the most common.
Without flesh, you get things cooking.
And a
parvathing
cooking.
No.
If you have flesh, you get things cooking. Okay, so now we already discussed.
That's not this show. But today,
we're talking about when parvathings are cooking. And that's what we're going to talk about. It should be much easier, yeah. To see, the simon started. We talked in the beginning when you stick a milk spoon into a pot in which meat is cooking, flesh is cooking. Now we're talking about in Bishul Mayim. Now we're going to start with the case where you're cooking water, lav dafka water, means anything pariv. And we're going to have two sets of dinim, and I think in each one, we'll work each one out. In each one, you're going to see a chumrah that you're probably not familiar with. First, let's see the mechaber. Case number one. In Bishul Mayim, b'kedera chadasha. A brand new pot. So it's really, really parav. It's a brand new pot. And you're cooking water. The water is water from the well.
So, okay.
It means even a keder chadasha. We'll see why. B'tachvu bay kafchei leves. And first someone put in a milchika spoon into the hot water. V'achar kach chazu bishlo b'mayim pamacheres. V'tachvu bay kafshel basar. And they stuck in a fleishiga spoon. In many homes, there's many yayim. Shtei kapay soya b'nei yayimon. And they're both b'nei yayimon. In many homes, we have power of a pot, and not necessarily power of a spoon. So someone's cooking something in a power of a pot, which is a k'derech hadasha. And one time he put in a milchika spoon, and one time he put in a fleishiga spoon. U'bishum echamei apa'amim lo'yhoya b'mayim shishim, and there was no shishim. Also, leishtamish b'kdeira leibasa v'leichalav. One is not allowed to use the pot neither for meat nor for milk. Aval shay devarim mutul avashel, but you continue using it as pariv. Me'achas shoyse chadasha shloy bishluma me'aylam. Since it's a new pot that was never used me'aylam, therefore you can continue using it as pariv. So you have a pariv a pot. You stuck in once a milchika spoon, once a fleishika spoon. It's still a pariv a pot. But the pot cannot now be designated as milchiks or fleishiks. Why not? What's the problem? What type of bliya? This bliya is, let's count. The bliya was originally meat that went into a spoon. From the spoon it came out, now you stuck it into the power of the pot, it came into the water. Now in the water it's already a not by not. The bliya was weakened by going into the spoon and coming into the water. Now the bliya goes into this kedera chadasha. It makes another trip. It goes into the Kedera Chadasha. You use the water. And now you cook new water. Now the Bli is going to come from that Kedera Chadasha back into the new water. That's called Gimel Nat. Because it's a Nat by Nat by Nat. It's a Nat by Nat. The Bli went into the spoon, from the spoon into the water. And now, from the water into the Kedera Chadasha. And from the Kedera Chadasha back into whatever I'm going to cook next. So that's Gimel Nat. Gimel Nat for Chayush and Vimotar. So, Mechaber says that it's...
But we're talking about the pot.
So, Mechaber's shita is that the pot itself is a lechatchila. We're talking about the pot now, lechatchila, to cook something in it that you're going to use with the opposite min. And therefore, the Mechaber is machmir lechatchila on a not by not, which went into a pot, that's still called lechatchila. And lechatchila, you cannot use it to create something new that's pariv that you're going to use with the opposite min.
I'm just analyzing
each one. Each one is a napar nat, which now went into a keli again. Right. Each one is a third nat, and it should certainly be a weak taste. Why should it be Aser? As a matter of fact, the Ramah adds, And the Ramah is not arguing. He explains, Miyu imavra bishul ba'basoi chalav mutter daven apranat. If you already did it, then it'll be mutter, because it's a nice and tam, but nice and tam. But l'chatchila, it's aser. Now this is a chumrah, which what this means is that if you have a new pot in your house, or a power of a pot in your house, and you once stuck in a milchka spoon, which is a ben yaymeh, no shishim, into the water that you are cooking, then that pot you cannot designate later as leishiks. It was this l'chatchila. L'chatchila, one time that you stuck a milchka spoon into a power of a pot, I would venture to guess that every power of a, I don't know about you, but every power of a pot in the house was at least once that somebody stuck in a milchika. Well, maybe it wasn't a ben yaymeh. Okay, it's not often a ben yaymeh. But if you once stuck in a spoon that's a ben yaymeh, now that pot can never be designated later to cook flesh, to cook meat. That's the chumrah. The not by not is also lechatchila, and this is called the lechatchila. Using the pot now is going to be considered a lechatchila. You can't use it. So if you're stuck in a milch spoon, you can't use it for fleishik. If you're stuck in a fleishik spoon, you can't use it for milchik. If you're stuck in once a milch spoon or once a fleishik spoon, it's got to stay power forever. It can never be used, it can never be designated as a different keli. Now that's the chumrah here of the mechaber. What type of spoon can you stick in lechatchila later? Now that's a good question. Am I really allowed to stick in a milch spoon lechatchila later? I'm cooking now. I come home. There's something power of cooking in the pot. So I would like to now to remove it.
Power of spoon.
So you choose a power of a spoon. What happens if there's a shortage of power of a spoons in my house? All the power of the things become one or the other in short order, and can't always find the power of a one. So, and I think my grandmother Lashon used to use the wooden spoon was the power of it. Didn't look like anything like the milking, nothing like the fleishik. You know, it was always the wooden spoon. But it's now gimel nat into the. Yeah, I first of all, the mice I would use a ben yomei spoon, so I guess I'm safe. But it's gimel nats. The sugya in the Gemara is only two. Where does this come from? All right, you see here that there's a long shach. The question is where this comes from, and really the plia is a bit aggravated by the fact that the mechaber's own shita is to be makel by a naparnat, which we're going to learn in Tzadik Hay. We're accustomed to the Ramah. We're machmir on a naparnat that tayir. The mechaber's own sheet is to be makel on a naparnat, even lechatchila. And therefore, there's something of a difficulty. What I'd like to do is just learn the first piece of the shach, the long shach. I'd like to learn primarily the first piece and the last piece of the shach to show where it comes from. Many years ago, I gave a shiur on Tos Hatfusin, on printing errors that caused problems. The Shach will explain that the source of this is a smack, and the smack appears one way in what he calls the Tfus of Krakow, and one way in the Tfus of Venetia, and totally in how you read the smack, it comes out two different halachas. So let's read the smack the way he brings it. The beginning of Shach Tezvav. Atzayf Asif in Bishloi. Right? Tezvav. Atzayf Asif be'emesh ha-mechaba lo'y kivin yafa v'kan. V'gam ha-rav lo yored l'mechuvin. What a way to start. His Shach starts that the mechaba got it wrong, and even the Ramah doesn't know there wasn't yored l'mechuvin. L'chei mochruch ani l'harech. And therefore, I have to be marech. V'zeh l'shein ha-smack. Now he's going to bring his version of the smack, which he says later is the smack that was printed in Krakow, and he considers to be the correct version of the smack. So let's learn Maisa Ba. Maisa Ba Lefnei Moiri. Maisa Ba Lefnei Moiri Harav Ri. I don't know, do you typically stands for Yehuda? Whatever it is. Moiri, we call him his Rebbe. B'kedera chadasha shabishlu ba mayim, v'tachfu l'taycha kaf cheleves bas yayma. They had a brand new pot. Water is cooking. They stuck in a milch and keben yayim a spoon. There was no shishim. And then they stuck in a flesh of a spoon. The shayla is exactly the same as the mechaber. He said that this pot was beilaya basar and cholov pogum. And the kedera cannot be used neither for milchiks nor for fleishiks. We want to make a fish pot out of it. That'll be a part of a pot. That's mutter. Now this version is the same in all printings. It's exactly the same as the mechaber. Between the two sticking. Okay, wait. So far it's the same. So it's real power. So it's really power. Oh, you mean maybe he means dafka meat. Spaghetti. He's saying fish.
We don't need a fish pot.
Okay, I hear. The Gemara's marshal of power is Dogim Sha'alu B'Teri Shabasa. That's the Gemara's example, the city of Naparnat.
So.
You mean it's power forever, that's what he's saying. Okay.
According to the Mechaber, Mark, according to the Mechaber, you can. Okay. According to the Mechaber, you can. The Ramallah.
Okay. What David is saying is that maybe he chose fish because he knows fish won't end up being mixed afterwards with the meat or afterwards with the milk. Maybe spaghetti, which may end up mixed with the cottage cheese or the will be different. All right. Let's see. Umiyu near. No, fish with meat. Fish and meat.
No.
Fish and milk, the shachet. Yeah. The shachel's fish and milk is mutter. But he says the shach is one of right. The schal of loy, the basiyah is the bus of a cholam. But it's not the shach, the smack, you're right. Okay, let's assume that the fish is just an example. As the Mechaber doesn't say fish, the Mechaber says parrot. Umiyu nira. Now this is where it changes. This umiyu nira is still a quote of the smack according to his print. So that according to the Shach's print of the smack himself quotes his Rebbe. Taka says this. But he says, umiyu nira, however, nira kiva chakadera chadasha. V'loi bishlo v'chol of me'aylam. Since it's a new pot which never had milk in it. The pot shouldn't become milk through this lesser abishlu babasa achakach, even if you cook the same day meat in the same pot, it wouldn't be awesome. Shum davi naparnak. Hatam yaitz al akaf. The taste went to the spoon. Men akaf al amayim shabakdera. From the water into the pot itself, v'dayinu heter, and it was still mutter. U'mahay kaima nami, im la'acher meis la'es, mitchivas kav cheleves, huchbu ba'mayim, v'tochbu ba'kav shel basa basyayma. If afterwards they cooked, and they put in a flesh of the benyayma, mutter l'shtamish b'kedera l'chatchila basar. You could make the pot flesh. So he is arguing. He's saying the smack quotes his Rebbe, who says you have to keep it parish. And he himself says that, I don't think so. Because even if I would cook flesh in this pot, it would be mutter. So if I stick in a flesh in the spoon, now the flesh in the spoon went in again of Leah. I should have no problem designating this as a flesh in the pot. Now, why fleishik more than melechik? It's beleya both. So the shach will explain that kozman, you have a choice. You could designate a melechik to fleishik. Take the newest taste. The most recent, the shach says, is the strongest taste. So the smack himself is arguing. The smack himself is saying that you could use it for fleishik. Again, in the first, I think I'm up to it, the first of the very wide lines, mutal establish the kedera lechatchila basar v'tamchol shniga b'kedera loy chashiv tam kedeperashdi omnam emesu kashapasek harav the kedera habluam b'basar v'chalav afilu b'pkam osl establish b'lechatchila loy basar v'lechalav. It's true that if you have a pot that's b'leya basar v'chalav, meaning Isser Basa B'Chalav. So then if it's a part of Streif, Mishkach Es Lokan Gan Kederi Shal Chalav. Shein Nishtamish B'Chalav Be'en. That would be true if you have a part of which you did real milk. V'achameis Leis Nishtamish B'Basar, and then you had real meat. Ha'Basar Mutter. Now that's not Basar B'Chalav. Because the meat is mutter, it's the same ben yaimai. Avlak dera aslo shtamish ba lechatchil, lai basa v'lai chalav, yishon blu amit pekan basa v'chalav, akan l'shayna. So he's saying, if you have a pot in which you cook real milk, and then 24 hours later or longer, you cook real meat, so even though the meat is mutter, ain't a ben yaimai, but the pot is both a fleshiga pot and a milchika pot. Because since it's a milchika pot from real milk, a fleshiga pot from real flesh, and ain't a ben yaimai, always guys are out to ben yaimai. So therefore, that part must remain power. But if it only became milch as a fleshik through a bliya, through a spoon, zuck the smack, not like his rabbi, he says it should be mutter. In the parentheses, he says, kenu la lashem besifrei smack, shenifisu bekakadisha krakow, vechen hutek bekolboi, simukovav dachlof abeis on the days, bagosh areidura, u vehetu shal mashal sham, besifrei smack, shenifisu benitzia, halashem uta. And the lashon is a mistake. And I'll say later that the Mechaber must have had the wrong lashon, and therefore he came up with this extraordinary chumrah that it's aser. But the Shach says it's not aser. The Shach says that a bliya, which is a napar nad, and then goes into the kedera, doesn't make the kedera something that's aser.
Yes. So
it has to be a svara. The machleik, the svara of the machleik is how far to call something osel lechatchila. When we say something, and not by that is osel lechatchila, how far does that go? The Mechaber held that it goes so far that a third bliya was still going to ask her to use it for basar or for chalav. That's how far lechatchila goes. The Shach Shita, though, is halfway to accept it. Because the Shach, according to this version, the Shach is saying, Amoida, that you should use it as the min of the last spoon I stuck in. First you stuck in the milk of the spoon, 24 hours later, a flesh of the spoon. The Shach is maskim, and he explains this, that he's maskim, that you should use it as the last min that you put in. Thus he's maida, that by Gimel Matz, you're limited to designating it as the strongest napar na taste. But to make it, that you can't use it only for pariv, that's too much of a chumrah, and that he doesn't hold.
Would you also agree that you shouldn't put the place you just put in once you use it not by
natural milk? He says that the Farish later. He says afterwards that if you only used it once, you have a new pot, and you want to use it for pirate, and you have a brand new pot, it doesn't matter what you wanted to use, you have a brand new pot, you cooked water, and you stuck in a milchik ben yaimai. The Shach is Maida that you should designate that as Melechiks. You shouldn't lechatchila stick in flesh like a spoons later and kolshkei not flesh, even though everything will be mutter, because it's a napra nap, and yevet everything will be mutter. But he's masking to one step of the chumrah. And that is, he's really masking to this din that if it's three knots into a pot, you should limit the use of the pot to that bliya. He just holds to say that you have to make it pariv. Is a chumri yaseira. It's you have to designate it as pirate. He owes us too much of a chumri.
Would we be allowed to kasher this pot?
You could kasher any pot.
We normally don't change from milk to flesh. Could you change it in this instance?
Yeah, I think you could, because it's only a chumri. So therefore you can do it. So we have here, my point is, it's a chumri that we're not accustomed to, even you go to shop. The Mechaber is a double chumrah, and the Shach is a single chumrah. We pass like the Shach. So we still are ending up with one level of chumrah, and that is that a part of a pot in which a ben yoimai spoon was put in should be designated, either it could stay pariv, or it should be designated as the min of that spoon which was put in. So that milk spoon was put in, it could be milchik, but not fleishik, and the reverse. The Mechaber Shita, that if you did it twice, you have to limit it to being pariv, so that the Shach says, this whole thing is a chumrah that doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about, it talks about napar nat, it doesn't talk about a third nat, how you have to designate the keli. And you want to be machmir, it's enough to be machmir, the way it says in the printing of the smach, that the Shach holds to be correct. And Well, he holds it's correct because the Marshal and the Ayin de Shari Dura and the Kolbe quote that version. See, he holds that version is correct.
But in the Machaber, if you cook, you keep it as a fire pot. Whatever you're cooking there, you can't even look at the plate.
Whatever you're cooking in it, you could use. According to the Machaber, according to the Machaber, you could. No, that's not correct. You're forgetting. But the Machaber sheet is even by a regular naparnat. You could use. No, he has a chetchilah. Ramah holds b'di'evit. Later in Tzadik
Hei. He considers that b'di'evit once you cooked it.
Once you cooked it, it's after the b'di'evit, and now you could use the chetchilah. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So once you cooked the spaghetti, you could use it for whatever you want. We're not talking about the food. We're only talking here about the keli. So that if you have a power of a pot at home, and you have placed in milchika spoons or fleishika spoons, it doesn't change. If you keep it pariv, you don't have to worry. We're not saying anything about the foods. The foods you cook in the power of a pot are 100% power, and you could use it afterwards with whatever you like. Well, our whole discussion is only about the pot itself, not about the food that comes from the pot.
Well, but the second part of the food is the flesh spoon.
If you stick a fleshika spoon in the power of a pot, it does not become power. I'm just joking. But it does become awesome. Now you're asking good. What about the spoon? Now the truth is what you're asking is an important issue. If somebody sticks, is cooking pariv in a milchika pot and he sticks in a fleishika spoon. Now obviously if one of them is ein ben yaimai, it's more kohladik. If they're both ben yaimai, it's more chama. Now, your shaila is going to be the Ramah. The question of one is a ben yaimai, one is not a ben yaimai, you stick in the opposite min, what is the din? So that we're going to talk about in the Ramah, in a case where it's really a fleishika pot or really a milchika pot. But in this case, where it's not really a milchika pot, it's just a pot that has this bliya that went through the water and came in, that bliya can't answer anything. So if you stick in a fleishika spoon, it's not going to become treif, because the pot itself is pyrim, and to become pyrim, it can't become pyrim, it's fleishika. So therefore, it stays the way it is. Okay, so this is the chumra here of the mechaber and the shach's limitation of the chumra. The shach at the end does write at the end of Tesvav in the copies you have. It's on the second side. It's about just a hand, just 5-6 lines before the end. Venira the kolshgein. There's a dot and then it says venira. At the very end, he adds. Depending on whether you have narrow lines or wide lines, it's 3 to 5 the lines of the end mark. Venira, right? Find shach tezayin. You count shach tezayin. Count back upwards from shach tezayin to the previous dot.
After the dot.
No, you have tezayin also, right? About the dot before that. Three, four lines or five lines. Venira the koshkein and mishtamish bossa be'end the kidei rezu shetachvu baba rishayin the kafchei leves basiyayma. If you have this power of a pot which is stuck in milchika spoon, and now you cook meat, the mutal levashel acha kach babasa, you could designate it for meat. Aval acha tchivas hakafa rishayin loy hayinu matirin hakadera levashel babasa lechatchila. And this is what I'm saying, that the shach is maskim to half of the chumrah. Now we're not going to be matir to make it a fleishig apat l'chadchil. Look, in the mashiv is ahead to klal amidvav soiv din yud. V'achim mashiv is a smak d'leil. Avagav the smak gufei matir hadogim afilu l'chadchil afilu v'bishul yeshoim v'shani yachar. Kim da'al koponim tzarech l'kvaya tashmish l'kadei rezu yesh l'kvaya ala mecholov shabalu haba. V'doik b'chol zahete. So here he writes this chumrah that if you have a true power of a pot that only once you put in a ben yaimai spoon, you can designate that only as the min of the ben yaimai, but not as the to keep it pariv, but never as the min of the other min. If you use basa be'en, then it's fleishik. He's saying. No. Originally, it was a power of the pot in which you stuck in a milchika spoon. And then, if the meis leis, he means you cooked meat in it, so then it's flay, it becomes a fleishika pot. even though if you just stuck in a milchik spoon into a new pot, you can either keep a parav or milchik. And then this person, when it's Zayne ben Yamir, cooked meat in the pot, so now it became a fleshing a pot. So the whole din that it's either parav or milchik, you know, the lady who called the rav, she said, I stuck a milchik ben Yamir into my pot. So the rav will say, you have two choices. It's either a parav a pot or a milchik a pot. And then she'll call up and she'll say that after Meisleis, I cooked meat in the pot. The rav will say, well, now it's a fleshing a pot. It's not treif. It's no longer a power of a pot and no longer a milchik a pot. Now it's a fleshing a pot. Because
no.
No, because basa ben, chol ben, that he was maida is a problem. Basa ben, chol ben, so that he said in the part I read, that if it's real basa or real cholav, each one ate a ben yaimai, so then you can only use it for dogim, you can only use it for pariv. You can, or you can cash it, but you can't use it. Because ain't a ben yaimai to ben yaimai, you can have a pot that's not possible cholav. It's basa and cholav, but not possible cholav, because they were more than 24 hours apart. And,
just reading the Shabbat, I'm a little confused. He starts off in there, and he says that if you're stuck in a milk spoon, the mutil abashel achakav abosa. Right?
No, he's saying if you cook meat in a pot in which you had originally stuck a milk and a spoon, that now becomes flesh. Yeah, it just if.
Because it looks like the mutil means lechachila, and then everyone says you can't do it lechachila.
No, if you read the whole sentence, it says, "Im nishtamshu basa be'en." If it already happened, b'di'evet, that you used basa be'en, b'kdei zutam very shayik kachalaves basiyaima. Now, if you did that, now we can't flesh it apart.
Rav said we passed him like the shach. Is it what in the case of the shach now rule both
the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb in Yeridaya is that we pass like the shach. But it's a rule of thumb. It's not absolute, but it's a rule of thumb. In Chayshim Mishpat as well. In Chayshim Mishpat, the Pesachei Tshuva says near the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat that again the rule of thumb is that we pass like the shach. But there you have two more heavyweights that argue very often, the Ketzais and the Sivis, and when they both gang up on a shach, we usually pass them like them. You have the Prima Gadim and the Chavis and the Sivis and the Chavis Das. The Prima Gadim style is less controversial, less confrontational. He usually looks to explain what it says. You know, it's the difference between, I guess, a Rebbe and a Mechadish Chidushim. If he got him taught, and he taught it, he always tried to explain it and make it good. Chavis Das was a Charif, and Prima Gadim was also a Charif, but there are parties to tell that the Prima Gadim, when he moved into wherever he lived, he was known as a Talmud Chacham, and people started to come to him with Chayshim Mishpat Shailas, the Dinei Torah. And he saw that his time is going to be tied up with it. So he started, what he did is, people came to Chayshim Mishpat Shailas, and he said, he listened to both sides, he says, I don't know. He did it a few times, and after that, they stopped coming. So he was able to sit and learn. But, it's interesting, right? When I say I don't know, it's because I don't know.
Lamed l'shon chalomar eni yodea shemet spadeh v'teyache.
Okay. Now we come to the Ramah, to the second. I told you we're going to have two chidushim here. So first is the Mechaber and the Shach. Now we come to the Ramah. And actually, on the last few words on the first sides, on page Resh Tes of your copies, Kedera shebishlu ba yurakais oy mayim. You have a pot in which you're cooking something pariv. V'tochvu ba kaf ben yaimai, v'kedera eina bas yaimai oy lahepach. Now, this case happens in the house very often. Someone is cooking in a fleshing a pot. No, we're no longer talking about pariv a pot. Now we're talking about fleshing a pots. When I say fleshig and milchik, it reverses also, but just to make it simple, you could have a fleshig pot, you're cooking string beans, cooking potatoes, and you're stuck in a milchik spoon. Okay, so let's go through, there are four possibilities. Either they're both napine yaiman, in which case that's easy. If they're both napine yaiman, it's everything's mutter. Or they're both b'nei yaiman. Now, when they're both b'nei yaiman, they both were used within 24 hours, we're going to have a problem. And that problem we're going to get to in Simit Tzadik Hei, that we are machmir when you have a fleshik of pada ben yaimai and a milchik of spoon of ben yaimai, and you're cooking parav, you stick it in, we're machmir to kasher, if there's no shishin, because of a chashad that we're going to learn then, that the bliyos touched each other before they were nispashet. What that means is the following. And again, what I'm explaining now, we're going to have it inside the kei, and then I'm going to come back to the Ramah. In a case where they're both b'nei yayman, you're cooking spaghetti, potatoes, any food that's pariv, soup, and a fleshy kapat. Ben yaymai for meat. You have a milk spoon, it's a ben yaymai for milk. And you stir it. Now, what's the nidaim? Well, it's a problem. You have basar and chalav in the same pot. They're both b'nei yayman. The issue is, you might want to argue, there should be mutter. It's an apar not. The bliya came out of the spoon into the soup, came out of the pot into the soup. They're both apar nats. Apar nats are not a problem. They can't answer. So we're going to see that it's not that way. That we're machmir because we're chayshish, one of two things that may have happened. That the bliyas may have met before they were nispashet. The two bliyas may have met with each other. And yeshiva we always made with our fingers like this. This is the way Rav Pachman explained it. The bliyas meet, and that was our signal always, the bliyas meet. Or, worse, that when you stir with the spoon, you may have touched the pot. And the milk of the spoon touched the pot. The bliya of milk from the spoon goes straight into the flesh of the pot. The flesh goes straight into the spoon. And it's awesome. And therefore, we're going to learn in Simit Tzadik Hei that if they're both b'nei yayman, which happens very infrequently, but if they are b'nei yayman, you're going to have to kasha both, the pot and the spoon. The discussion that this Ramah brings is what happens if one is a ben yaymai and one is not a ben yaymai. If one is, let's say the pot was used within 24 hours of fleishik and the spoon was not. Truth is, it's rare that the milchik kelim are b'nei yayman, because it's much rarer to actually cook milk in a pot as compared to cooking meat in a pot. So let's just say an example that you have a fleishik of pot, you're cooking, it's a b'nei yayman, you're stuck in a milchik spoon. Now here, l'chayra, everything should be mutter. Because what am I afraid of? I said that chashash is the bliyas meat, the bliyas can't meet. Because the milchik spoon is not giving off a bliya. And what am I afraid? That the milchik spoon touched the pot, it's still all heter. Because there's no iser. One's a ben yayman, one's ain't a ben yayman. There's no iser in this pot, no matter what. And therefore, it would seem to a lamdin that there's no issue, there's no problem. Because if one's a ben yayman, one's not a ben yayman, everything is heterabala. Everything is still heter. And since we're talking about parva things, it's a napar not to heter. And therefore, nothing should become awesome. Let's see what the Ramah says. Tachu v'kaf ben yayimai, v'akdere eina bas yayimai, el hefach. Oy shiesh b'maichel shishim ha'kel shari. Wonderful. Everything is mutter, like we said. Zakta Ramah v'noyegin lahachmir. And the minig is to be machmir. Lechol ha'maichel kimin ha'klishu ben yayimai. To limit the food, to eat the food in the same min as the ben yayimai keli. Okay, I could hear that. I should, if the pot was fleishik, I should eat the soup as fleishiks. V'lesar hakli she'enei ben yaymai, and to kasher the enei ben yaymai keli, in this case the spoon. Ve'enei ela chumra ba'alma ki medina hakel shari. What do you do with that? Enei ela chumra ba'alma, this is a chumra, ki medina hakel shari, because logically everything is mutter. So we have this chumra that the Ramah brings, which the din itself we pass them like, the minig of the Ramah, which is that if one is a ben yaymai and one's not a ben yaymai, you have to kasher the ene ben yaymai. You have to kasher the spoon or the pot, whichever is not the ben yaymai, that needs to be kashered.
What about the tafshil?
The tafshil you eat as the min shehu ben yaymai. The tafshil you designate as fleishiks, which was the ben yaymai, and the fleishik ben yaymai keli does not need to be kashered. The milchik keli, which was the ena ben yaymai, now will need to be kashered l'chatchila, because I can't explain because what? It was belayah from a naparadat. Shouldn't be a reason to kasher it.
That's why
Medina Shari. So the question is what the explanation of this chumra is and what it comes from.
What does Ramah mean? The mice over the
net. Ramah means, again, you're cooking vegetable soup in a fleshika pot.
Yeah.
You put it, and the pot is a ben yai made for fleshiks. You stuck in a milchika in a ben yai made spoon. He's saying that if there's no shishim, he's saying that you have to treat the vegetable soup as fleshik, and the spoon itself has to be kasher.
That's not
on one side. To napar not into the spoon on one side, and the other side is ene ben yaimai. On the fleshika side, it's a napar not. On one side, you mean the fleshika side. That's what you mean?
Napar not
that tera.
So, on one side, you could think it was the end of the other meaning.
I'm not sure what you mean by one side. You could eat it with the other men, yes.
So that's not the amount of one tam.
Right.
Which you eat with the end of another food.
Which you would eat the end of this other food.
Not banat on one side mixing with not banat on the other side.
But it's not banat on the other side because it's Eina Binyayma on the other side. Right? One, the milchik was Eina Binyayma. But it's more cooked, more calm. It's not even a naparnat. Ene ben yaimai doesn't create naparnat.
So it's like parav.
Ene ben yaimai is like parav. Right? Well, the vegetable soup we treat as fleishiks.
Is it fleishiks?
Was it naparnat of fleishiks? Because it was cooked in the fleishik pot.
Of a ben
yaimai. Of a ben yaimai. That's a naparnat, right? The flesh went into the pot and back into the soup. So we treat that as a naparnat of fleishiks. And the spoon is ena ben yaimai, which doesn't make a naparnat, right? Because if you were to cook a vegetable soup in an ena ben yaimai pot, I wouldn't call that vegetable soup ena ben yaimai naparnat. It doesn't have any bleus at all. It's ena ben yaimai, right? Ben yaimai or not a ben yaimai? But yes, that's an apparent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You could. Ashkenaz, we can't. The Ramah is machmel chatchila. We don't mix it with the other men. If butter was put on, then it wouldn't become trey. We don't chatchila use a. We don't. We only say dogim sha'alu if it already happened. But we don't chatchila.
That's what the last four words of the Ramah does. But the evidence you can have it.
No, what I'm telling you is something from Tzadik Hei. It's not this Ramah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you that we wouldn't for Chatzila use it when we're with. No, on the Eina Ben Yaimai side, it's not an aparnat. If you cook potatoes in Eina Ben Yaimai, we would also do is eat it with butter. But on a Ben Yaimai, we would.
So if the pot is Eina Ben Yaimai and it's placial. And you put the milk
and
the spoon in, but the food can
eat
only the milk.
Right, the other way, if the pot was a ben yaimai, and the spoon was a ben yaimai, so you could only use it as the min of the spoon, and not as the other min. Now, what's the reason for this chumra? Yeah.
The reason is that the pot is ben yaimai, and the spoon is not. The spoon, like, what are the trust buttons? The spoon could touch the pot, the spoon could touch the pot, and have real leos of the ben yaimai pot.
If the spoon would have touched the pot, it would still be bleus of hetera. Now it's flesh bleus of basa that came from the pot.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. That's not the explanation that Dovin wrote. No, I have to explain it. I can't. I think this is Chavis Das and Tzadik Hei. That does explain this that way, but the Chacham Sadim doesn't bring the Chavis Das's explanation. He brings the Taz's explanation, which I'm going to share with you. So I'm going to go a different way. Why I'm not offering that explanation, I'm not sure, except that the Taz doesn't. And okay, let me just tell you that the explanation for this Chumrah is in the Taz Tzadik Hei Siftes. And I'd like to explain to you the Taz's explanation of this Chumrah. The Taz says that the reason for this Chumrah is that it's a Gzera Marisayan. Why Marisayan? Because someone's going to see that you're treating this vegetable soup, potatoes, as fleishik. Because according to our minig, a naparnat of fleishik, we don't mix lechatchila with the other min. So if you're cooking it in a fleishik pot, a ben yaymai, you're going to tell people in your family, use this with fleishik akelim. But 1 minute, you stuck it, you put in a milchka spoon into it. So you're going to tell your family this is fleishik, and you stuck a milchka spoon in. Or it's even worse, if the pot was a eina ben yaymai. Imagine, it was a fleishik eina ben yaymai pot, and you put in a milchka spoon. So now you're telling your family, treat that potatoes as milchik. And they see you're pouring it out of a fleishik pot. So what's going on? So the Taz says that this is a gezeira altmarasayin, and I shouldn't say gezeira. It doesn't say anywhere it's a gezeira. It says a minig. It's a minig altmarasayin. Yidden saw that they're telling their family it's fleishik and they're pouring it out of a milchik pot, and therefore the minig became to kasher the pot, and that's the minig that he brings that medina hakol shari, but it's a chumra ba'alma. And therefore, it's mutter. No, and if it's totally any ben yaymai, there's no marasayin because the food is parav. You're not saying the food is the opposite min. If you have parav food, let's say I cook potatoes in a flesh again, a ben yaymai. So now I could tell my family you could treat it as whatever you want. It's any ben yaymai. You could have it with butter. There's no problem. If it's any ben yaymai, there's no issue. If it's a ben yaymai, I'm telling them treat it as a naparnat, don't mix it with butter. And now I'm pouring it out of a milk kapat, and I'm telling them it's fleishik.
At the end of that Taz, doesn't it say it's not shayach for the ramah?
It's not?
Shayach for the
ramah? No. What do you mean it's not shayach?
The last line of the Taz.
Okay, you cheated, you looked. But that is the reason for this chumrah. No, at the end he says, Kei nirali kavanas rama. He says it is the pshat nirali. The end of Tzukot and Tesh ends there, Kei nirali. No, Vizena Shah Khan goes on before, period, and he says, Kei nirali kavanas rama. Okay? Now this explanation comes to tremendous nafkamina. Let me first tell you the nafkamina, and then we'll look at the shach. We learned this in yeshiva, and then I still remember who had came with exactly the shayla, came to yeshiva with the shayla. He was cooking pariv, and I don't remember which is a ben yaymai, which is not exactly the shayla, and he mentioned to us, we're learning Yeridaya. So he told him, you're going to have to kasha the pot, and you have a problem. So very good. Afterwards, he asked Rav Palm. He came back to us and he told us, Rav Palm told me he doesn't have to cash it. So Rav Palm told him, if you eat the food with paper plates and plastic utensils, you don't have to cash it. That's what he told him. He said, if you use the food, you won't use it as flesh, you won't use it as melechit. There won't be any marasayin. You just use it with paper. Today we don't use so much paper plates, today we have plastic plates. But he said, if you use it all with paper plates and plastic utensils, then you don't have to kasha the keli. It's much better to use it with paper plates and then to have to kasha a pot, especially.
It's not a real marasayin. It's not a chadur.
Right. It's not a gezeira of marasayin. It's a minig of marasayin. So if you take away the marasayin, it's not a problem. You see what it means when the Ramah says any other chumra ba'alma kimidina hakol shari. It means that if you find a nice eitzah and how to deal with it, then it's good. Now, the Shach Yud test brings that Dafka HaMeichel, Avala Mayim, Hil Ve'enoi Meichel, Asurim Kidla Kamot Tzadikei Gimel Bahagah, Temev Teres Chatasham Behedim. He brings something about water being different. If this whole din applies to potatoes, and spaghetti, and string beans, and vegetable soup, but not water, just throw away the water. Why do you mean just throw away the water? So I believe the Taz himself explains, because water, the whole thing is Xerot Marasayim. Water, which is inexpensive, what would you rather do? Throw away the water and not have to kasha the kelim? Or use the water and then you'll have to use more water just to kasha the kelim? So by water, the Teres Chata says, this whole minig is Xerot Marasayim, because you're using the food as the other min. So he says, throw away the food. If it's water, throw away the water. And then there's no gezeira marasayim, and then you don't have to kasher. So that's a much better eitzah than to have to kasher. And therefore, if you throw away the water, it's mutter. The pump said that if throwing, even if you cook potatoes, if it's cheaper for you to throw away the potatoes and not have to kasher the pot, so throw away the potatoes. And invite you don't have a marasayim takada, and take the smaller hefsid. So that the chumrah, this is a chumrah of the Ramah, that's lahalacha. But based on the Taz's explanation that this whole chumrah is based on marasayim, so we do have a kula that that you can use it if you, if eating the food will cause you a hefsid. Let's say someone has a bellyache, he doesn't have to eat the food, he has a stomachache. Let's say someone's on a diet. It's not mechuyev to eat all the food. He can, even if it'll get thrown out.
The meaning of a chumrah is causing a baskets.
So the answer is that keeping a rabbos minig is just as important as a diet, but just as important as a bellyache. The truth is, it doesn't say what I'm saying. It says the water you should throw out. I'm just telling you. Throughout the food. I also have an aversion to throwing away food. If the shishim, when they're both heavy, I mean, there's no marasayim because you could use it as parav. You could use the flesh you use for milchis. Oh, okay. What about shishim? Good. Now, I have to add one more nakuda. So we learned today the chumrah of the mechaber and the chumrah of the ramah. The chumrah of the mechaber, the halacha, is only in the gay if you have a parav keli, you're stuck in a ben yaimai, that it gets that designation. The chumrah of the ramah comes up much more frequently in a person's home, where a person was cooking in a ben yaimai pot and stuck in a ben yaimai spoon of the other men. I mean, this ramah, this shai, I've been asked the shaila many, many times, and it comes up in people's homes. The question is, just in the language, when he said first everything is mutter, he said if one's a ben yamin, one's a ben yamin, it's mutter, or the shishim, everything's mutter. Then he went on to say, we have a minik to be machmir. Now if you read the words, it sounds like he's saying we have a minik to be machmir, even when the shishim. So the shach says, I believe, which one is it? Yud Zayin? Is it... Yudzayim and Naigel Hachmir, the short, the one liner. Naigel Hachmir, Koi Achaluka Rishayna, Veloi Koi Ayesh B'Michael Shishim. When the Shishim, we're not saying this Chumrah, when the Shishim. If the Shishim, it's Mutter. We're only going on when there's no Shishim. That sounds logical to all of us. However, I'd like to chazer with you a previous Shach. If you can turn back for a moment to Shach Sivkot Meches. There, the Shach seems to contradict this. Shach Sivkot Neches is going on Siv Gimel, in Yesh Shishim, in the case where there is Shishim against the spoon. There, Hakaf Oser. Now, there, the Mechab is talking when you have meat, right? I told you. So, at the beginning, he's talking you're cooking meat. So if you're cooking meat and you stick a milk, the spoon, of course the spoon is awesome. The Shach of Kot and Ches said, Ladas harav, the Ramah, the Simitzar, the case of Gimel, afilu lo yaya b'kedera elamayim ashay devarim, im hoya kedera ben yaymai, v'nivla mitchilai dekuf habasar, hakaf asar, v'achi kaimalan. There he says that if the pan is a ben yaymai, and you stuck in a milk, the spoon, even if there's shishim, the calf is still asar. The spoon still becomes aser. But the Ramah himself is machmir on the spoon itself, even when there is shishin. Which means, Nechav is down, he has this kasha. The Shachdi has said, even if you have shishin, if you stuck a milchik a spoon into a flesh of you have to kasha the spoon. And here, he says it doesn't go on shishin. It doesn't go in a case with this shishin. So he says that this Shach Yud Zayin, when he says Noigin Lahachmir, that it doesn't go on shishin, he's talking about the Michael. The Michael, the Noigin Lahachmir, Lechol HaMichel, Kamin Ben Yoimai, the Chumra regarding the food, that if the spoon you're stuck in is the Ben Yoimai and the pot is not, the food gets the din of a Ben Yoimai, that doesn't apply to the shishin. However, the Chumra, that you should kasha the spoon that the Ramah brings, that goes even by Yesh Samach, in the Ein Ben Yoimai. That chumrah still applies, even if the shishim can neged the spoon. The whole thing, according to Taz's explanation, the whole thing is a gzeira of a marasayin. You can eat the food as flesh, and you're stuck in the milk of the spoon. So what's the difference between shishim can neged the spoon? The idea to kasher, what? The Chavis Das explains this on the in the Kavanah of the Shach. We kasher the Ein Ben Yoimai, not the Ben Yoimai. The kasha the ena ben yaima, which is belayah from the ben yaima, right? The ena ben yaima, whichever of the two is the ena ben yaima. Kasha the pah, because of this, even this shishim, because of this marasayin cheshbon, the way we're learning. Well, he said you have an eitzah to take off the marasayin. So if you eat it with par with disposable utensils or power of utensils, so that's an eitzah. To avoid having to kasher it, you remove the marasayin, and then you don't have to keep to the minig. On a gzeira of marasayin, gzeira marasayin, the Gemara says bechadri chadar maser, and even there, the Pnei Yeshua says that's only in a marasayin of a deraisa, a marasayin of a derabanan. The Pnei Yeshua says it's muta bechadri chadar, but certainly here it's not a gzeira of marasayin. They say loyplug, it's a minig, so we keep the minig. But if we can remove the marasayin, then we don't have to keep to the minute.
So, in our houses,
if this story were to happen, we don't like to kasher. I have things from last Pesach I was supposed to kasher. This Pesach it was in a bag. So now I put it back in the bag again, and next Pesach we'll kasher. You know, till you. If it sits in the Shemus truck for 24 hours, it becomes mutter. It's, okay.
It's a bag. Oh, it must be a bag of shame.
Okay, I wanted to do Sifav. I guess we'll leave Sifav and get Hashem for next time.